from now on, I promise to focus solely on handling my responsibilities as a father. So I solemnly swear to always treat this roof like my daughter's and raise it. You couldn't lift a single shingle on it, 'cause the way I feel, I'm strong enough to go to the pub or the corner pub and lift the whole liquor counter up, 'cause I'm raising the bar. I shoot for the moon, but I'm too busy gazing at stars. I feel amazing and I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand.
What's going on, guys? I know.
Boys on Wonderworld.
Wonderworld is here. We are in our finale episode, guys.
Last show.
Last little hoorah. And
Who knows? Maybe we bring it back in the fall. Maybe.
Yeah, we in talks. We talking as we speak, you know. We want to do this. If you don't know, this is your boy Wonder here. This is Gunner right beside me. Holding it down.
Always a good time here.
I know. I kind of hurt his feelings. I didn't go to the Indian casino. Yeah, like I promised. I'm sorry, man. Man, I might make it up on the fall. I don't know.
Yeah, man. We gotta do. Oh man, that'd be fun if we like each episode we like went to a restaurant prior to.
Oh,
it.
Like a food review.
We could
type
do like
thing.
We could do like a food review segment. Eesh. For like restaurants like for you.
So look, you see what he's doing, ladies and gentlemen? He's trying to pull me back for one more episode, one more season.
One more. Maybe. I think if we do one more,
yeah.
It'll be like very structured. Like, cause we've been real chill and I like to keep it chill, but yeah. I think we could do more with it.
I think we could take it to another level. I think we definitely can. It's one of those things where it's like I think like it's something like we obviously, you know, have great chemistry, you know, every week, you know, we go up each other's vibes and stuff. So we can kind of, we can definitely, you know, work something out and plan it out.
I think if we can bring it back
yeah.
another season, I think we can make
for sure
something real good.
Something real good, something we're cooking
with the spicy sauce, you know?
Yeah, we definitely, you know what I feel like too, we need to, if we do it, we have to bring on like a guest maybe once a month, like at least.
Yeah, I think at least once every three, like
yeah,
one in three, you know,
one in three,
it could be whatever week it works out, but
yeah, like, and we can bring
that'd
him
cool.
on.
That'd be cool. Because I actually know there's some guests we had previously on that would love to be back on.
Oh, yeah.
I just ran into, what's her name? The girl who's, she's pretty loud of fire. She always got style.
Oh, I don't know.
I can't remember her name off the top of my head. But I ran into her like the other day. And
oh,
she was
Juno.
Like, No, not Juno.
But she did say she was talking about
Juno. Juno wanted to be back.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't remember her name, but she was like
Miss Lemons.
I think so. Yeah,
Zakaria.
Yes,
we would love to have you back on our show.
I ran. I think I ran into her the other day. She was like,
absolutely.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to be back on.
Yeah. I'm down for working on a radio program. You know, I'm gonna have some conversations. We're gonna work some stuff out, me and you, maybe some other people, kind of get it going again.
Yes, sir.
But we are honored that you guys were able to listen to us.
Always.
Also, if you want to hear any of our stuff from the past,
about to say shout out.
HawkRadio.PrimoStream.com.
If you want to listen to any of our, not all of them, I believe it's up to the last five.
Four.
The current plus the last four,
yeah.
Shows, and ones after that will be deleted. So if you snooze, you lose. But if you do want to catch some of the previous episodes of our show or any other show here on Hawk Radio, go drop a link to hawkradio.primostream.com.
All right, well, guys, this is a finale. This is not a goodbye. This is a see you later. But we are going to play a little bit of music for you guys before we come back and talk about our highs here on the show and in the radio station. So we'll be right back right after this.
Most likely I'm going to die for my... I've been grinding outside all day with my hitter. And I ain't going in unless I'm with my hitters. My hitter, my hitter. My hitter, my hitter. My hitter, my hitter. My hitters, my hitters. My hitters, my hitters. Yeah. First thing first, I love all my hitters. This rap, and I involve my hitter. You're looking for some lane, let me call my hitter. He sell it for the high, I need all money. Some you smoke, some you drink. Guys on the block, what they like, they don't think. That's a new backup, they in a bucket laptop. I got to act right if you niggas wanna act up. He talking like a snitch, no, that ain't my hitter. He tripping off a buff up, no, that ain't my hitter. Taking been taking hate shit, that's mine. Knowing since I was 8, yeah, that's mine. My first verse passed through to my head. Hit my first lick pass with my head in my head. Fuck the mother hitters, cause I'm down for my hits. I ride for my hits. Fuck the mother hitters. I said it, I'ma ride for my. Most likely I'ma die for my. I've been grinding that side all day with my. And ain't going in, listen with my hitters. My hitter, my hitter.
Dope boys, my hitter.
My hitter, my hitter.
YG, my hitter.
My hitters, my hitters.
Rich homie, my hitter.
My hitters, my hitters.
It's the world. You know I'm down with them. Down for me. I got two words for your love and loyalty. It was me and my nigga tripping on a half a beat. Then we used to hit a wall and buy everything we see. Me and my down there. Getting twisted. Get the trippy, knock the gravy out your biscuit. Just know I put you the long way, my nigga. So when I see you out, I'm like, hey, my. Body kiss my. Drink that act right and get straight with my. Me and my nigga riding dirty, trying to chase them figures.
Who got it, y'all?
Who got it, y'all?
Don't matter. I'm gonna ride for my.
What's up?
Most likely I'ma die for my. I've been grinding that side all day with my. And I ain't going in, listen with my hitters. My hitter, my hitter. My hitter, my hitter. My hitters, my hitters. My hitters, my hitters. My homie got cake, my homie got weight. My homie running me, he the reason I'm straight. My homie got a house, my homie got a lake. My homie, we eat, my homie get a plate. And I'm still here, listen, my hitter, my hitter. Running off a nigga, shit, my hitter, my hitter. I take a shit, my hitter, my hitter. Hear from me, talking shit, then he ain't my hitter. My hitter, my hitter. YG, my hitter. And I ain't going in, they trying to leave my hitters. Start to see me and want to leave with them. But it wasn't enough room, cause I came with my hitters. My hitter, my hitter. I need a set of wings, cause I'm too fly, nigga. And I'm all about my business, like a suit and tie with you. I ride for my hitters. Believe it, I'ma ride for my. Most likely I'ma die for my. I've been grinding that side all day with my. And I ain't going in, listen with my hitters. My hitter, my hitter. My hitter, my hitters. My hitters, my hitters. My hitters, my hitters.
My hitters, my hitters. My hitters, my hitters. My hitters, my hitters.
Oh, it's so sexy, y'all.
I don't know.
Aspect. We both knew this type of life didn't come with instructions, so I'm trying to do my best to make something out of nothing, and sometimes it gets downright shitty. In fact, when you calling, I don't even know what city I'm at, or what day of the week, in the middle of a month, in a year, I don't recall. It's like my life's on repeat, and the last time we spoke, I told you I wouldn't be long. That was last November, now December's almost gone. I'd apologize, but I don't realize what I'm doing. You truly understand it, and the fact you stood beside me every time you heard some bogusness. You deserve a standing no, cause they done just been over it. Let them talk, let them talk, let them talk, let them talk.
Like we don't hear what they saying.
Let them walk, let them walk, let them walk, let them walk.
We'll just drive by and keep waving.
Cause you and I above all that. Just let them wallow in it. Now they all choked up.
up, yup, cause they be swallowing.
Back home.
No one holds me down like you do, sweetheart. You keep doing that, I'll keep doing this, and we'll be alright, and trust that. We put the us in trust, baby. Ow, let's go!
It's the cataracts.
I make it say.
Poker face, but poker face.
I make it say. What up? Me first. She wanna have whatever she like. She can if she bring her friend. And we can have a hell of a night through the day. Hey, I mean, stand like a creeper, cause you got a peeper. I mean, you probably might be saying you ain't jogging either. But man, old girl got a fat old. Yeah, the type to make you tell her just dance. And fuck the mother, cause you down for her. Fuck the mother, cause she down for the. The mother, so she down for some. The mother, cause she down for the tricking love. I'm hoping she a rider when it's said and done. Now I ain't got a trip about the to like her. Cause me and mommy know who can really make her go. Yeah, yeah.
Poker face.
I make her say. Yeah.
Nah, let me stop. I could definitely not sing.
Stick to behind the radio, not on it.
Yeah, facts. He's right though. Welcome back, guys.
Everyone's got their talents.
Yes.
Singing might not be yours, but you're good at talking on the mic. Just not singing.
You like
no,
the words?
I bet you can hit them notes.
I can't do it. I can't get on no American Idol status.
Oh, man.
Welcome back, guys. This is Boy Wonder here with Gunner, of course, holding it down. We don't reminiscing over here about, you know, the last days. Here, at least on spring semester 2024. This is Wonder World, of course. Thank you for guys listening. If you guys are listening, give me a shout out. Hit me up on the Insta. Let me know what you think. Let me know your highlights and lowlights.
Once again,
yes.
You can listen to us and all the other shows at hawkradio.primostream.com. So if you're curious,
right,
on any previous episodes, or maybe you just want to check out some new content for maybe a different show.
Ooh wee.
Go right there, man. It's waiting for you.
Let's do it. So,
I'm going to talk about some highlights.
Man, some highlights,
from,
man.
From the semester, huh?
Yeah. You know, we had some good shows. You know, we debated a lot. I mean, we debated about Spider-Man. That was,
man,
a big one.
We debated about Spider-Man for like fucking. We were like half that show.
Half the show, man. Like, it, I mean, Spider-Man is such a big thing. I mean, besides X-Men, X-Men's kind of blowing up right now because of 97. What's
up?
Oh
my god, I cannot wait for the Deadpool Wolverine movie to come out.
Yes,
that looks so good.
That's what I'm saying. You need to see.
It's been so long since I've been so excited for like a superhero
movie.
You
need to see X-Men 97. Like, it does.
I don't even know what that is.
It's literally X-Men, but like a continuous from it. Like, it's like a sequel from like the show. Oh, I forgot. Jeez. From when I was like 8 or 9.
Nah, I wasn't even born yet. What do you mean, bro?
I know.
Man. Bro, you don't know that show that show when I was a kid?
Like,
nah, man, sheesh. I wasn't even in existence, my man.
Sheesh.
I don't know.
Yeah, but it's a good show. It's a good show, though.
Okay, was it X-Men 97?
X-Men 97.
You write that down.
It is good.
All right, what is this, like a recent new show? Or?
It's not a recent. It's, again, it's a sequel from the one in the
90s. When did it come out?
So the X-Men, I believe it started like 92, 93. It started when Fox were like, they're in that process, like I think Marvel was like starting to lose like money and go bankrupt.
Ooh, yeah.
So they had to like sell their stuff to like Fox and,
okay,
you know, Universal Studios and stuff like,
man,
that.
Man, that's, I mean,
it's a low point.
Low key though, that sometimes that ends up good though, because like,
yeah,
think about all the superhero movies. And like Spider-Man, think about Spider-Man. Spider-Man would not be really a thing.
Yeah.
Because like Marvel, thought so little of Spider-Man that they were sold the rights to Spider-Man,
which is
because
crazy.
They needed money. They could have sold other characters, but they sold Spider-Man, and then Sony took that and made a super successful trilogy with Tobey Maguire as Spider-Man, and man, that everybody loves Spider-Man after that.
Fun fact: everybody. A lot of Tobey Maguire's inspiration came from the Spider-Man series back in the 90s.
I mean, shoot, if that was like the only content out in like video media for a character that you were going to act in on the big screen, I'd be going there too. I'd be watching everything I could to figure out.
But it was such a good story.
How to play that character.
Such a good storyline.
Yeah, and apparently X-Men 97, the series, has one season, and it's actually came out 2024, so it's a new series.
It's a new series.
You can watch it on Disney Plus.
Yeah, you can also watch the old one on Disney Plus as well.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you can watch the original one first and then watch the new one, and you'd be like, oh my gosh, mind blown, boy wonder.
Yeah, this X-Men 97, the original, the first episode released March 20th of this year, 2024. And it is a sequel. Well, it's technically a revival of X-Men, the animated series, from 1992, like you said, to 1997. So that, you know, that aired for 5 years. And now this is like the revival of that. But obviously it's like updated. It's like, it's interesting because as I'm seeing it, it still is in that like 90s style, that 90s art style.
Well,
so,
yeah.
So if you are
reanimated into like.
Right. So if you are still like, oh, I don't want to watch the new stuff because they always change the art. Like this looks like the similar art to what it was before. So nothing's really like changed visually that much outside of maybe like new content, new stories, maybe new heroes to learn about. Which looks really, actually, I'm probably gonna have to check this out because this looks, I love stuff like this.
It's
this is awesome.
Sick. I'm telling you, it's a good throwback to like the video games and just everything. Honestly, it's awesome. Check that out for sure. Hey, by the way, what was besides the Indian cuisine, which you've been raving about the whole time?
All
right. What's a go-to spot? Summertime. It's summertime. Everybody wants to eat.
I mean, nothing beats the Rizzoli Indian cuisine because the lunch special. Like, I get so much food that's so good for so cheap because the lunch special. If you don't go for during the lunch before they close and then they'll reopen for dinner, but then the prices go back up. So if you can't make it to the lunch, then at that point, any restaurant's game. So at that point, I would probably hit up like 7th Grove, which is a restaurant on 7th Street.
You talking about that burger. We were talking about that on
I think it was it was called The Bomb, I believe.
It's The Bomb.
A couple weeks since I've been there. But
like, she's The Bomb.
That was like top 3 burger, dude. That was really good. I mean, it take, because I've had my top 3, at least top 2 for so many years. And then I just ate there this semester and had my mind blown. I was like, dang, bro, they got burgers this good here?
Say what?
Holy cow. And then one of my other top 3 burger spots, Jimmy Hula's on 60.
Okay.
I would always get a Burnt Reynolds, which is basically the burger. It's like bun, patty.
Okay.
And you got crispy bacon. You got your cheese. You got your egg. And then like chips. It's like original flavored classic chips. Crunchy. Dude, when you bit into this, it was like crunchy from the crispy bacon and the crunchy chips, but it was like juicy because of the patty, the cheese, and the egg. Oh, put some ketchup on that too, bro. It was, oh my god, it was so good. And I say was past tense because they just closed down. Jimmy was just permanently shut down.
I remember you brought that up.
I cannot believe it.
You gotta remember this. I haven't ate yet. I told you this.
Oh my fault. Why'd you bring up food?
I know. I'm sorry. I was trying to be strong for the show, but
man, what about you? Did you find any cool spots, restaurants recent semester?
Yeah. Well, I do love New York New York pizza a lot.
Dude, New York New York pizza, that is a go-to spot, I would say, because it's cheap, good pizza,
and it's convenient.
It's New York style. It's like they call it, you know, it's like pie. It's a pie. It's not, you know, you go here for some piece of pie.
Yeah.
It's that real.
I have a hidden gym for you that I haven't probably told you yet. It's the new Hotel Hyatt.
Hotel Haya?
Yeah, it's literally right around the corner from the school. It's a the newest hotel that they have there. Okay. Hotel Haya.
Haya, like H-I-Y-A?
No, H-A-Y-A, yeah.
H-A-Y-A.
Haya?
Oh, Haya. I think it's Haya.
Haya.
Hotel Haya? Okay.
So.
You know, but I could be wrong. It's my first time here. I believe it's Haya. It's kind of like Hawaiian.
Yeah. So.
Sorry, that little Indian cuisine's popping right up.
That Indian cuisine is hitting something different right now.
Dude, it's so good. So, good.
So you go there and you get chorizo burger. It's a Cuban style burger.
Ooh, chorizo burger. That sounds Mexican.
I'm telling you, like it's chorizo meat, bacon, American cheese. When they get fries, you order garlic aioli on the side.
Dude, garlic aioli is fire.
Fire.
Just by what you're saying, I can tell this is a good burger.
Fire.
All right. How about this?
All right.
If and when we come back with the show, if we do come back with the show, first episode, we hitting up Haya, Hotel Haya, and trying out those burgers.
Okay.
And then I'll give you the review at like on air.
Right.
Right when we get back, we'll do that with whatever restaurants we go to, give our honest opinion.
Yeah.
You know, our honest review.
Yeah,
What we order. Because sometimes you just get an item on the menu that's like not really their specialty, and it's like, okay.
And you'd be like,
and then you're like, man, that whole restaurant is buns. But then.
Certified buns.
But then you realize that maybe you just had like an item on the menu that was bad, and the restaurant actually is good for the most part. You just got unlucky and you picked a bad item.
Yeah.
Because sometimes restaurants be doing that.
It be like that sometimes.
Like, you know, there's some restaurants that be selling seafood when they ain't nowhere near the ocean. And yeah. It's never good, but it's like.
I don't know. Florida seafood is suspect to me anyway, but.
Man, Florida waters.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
Very interesting here.
All right, so. What's some other highlights?
I want to say, because there's been movies that come out.
Yeah.
Because we were just talking about shows, Spider-Man and like X-Men and stuff. Two movies I kind of want to mention. I'll start off with one I think everyone's kind of heard about, Doom 2.
Doom 2?
Doom 2, the second of the presumed trilogy.
I haven't
trilogy.
Even seen the first one.
Really? Okay.
I haven't seen the first one yet.
Okay. I'll give you a little bit of info on this. So, Dune 2 just released, and it directly is a continuation of Dune, the first one.
Okay.
Which came out, like, last year, I believe.
It's like a part one, part two,
Right. And from what I can tell, from other people telling me, it's not the end. So, there's at least a trilogy in the making. Right?
Oh, okay.
So, and I presume, based on what everybody else is saying, that it's best watched, like, if you binge 1, 2, and 3 back-to-back, because it's, like, one big story.
Right.
Like, with Star Wars, you had a trilogy, and the characters, like, evolved and stuff, but it kind of, like, each movie was its own story. Like, the first one, you know, they saved the princess. Well, I'm talking about 4, 5, and 6, at least, because that's the first Star Wars.
Yeah.
The second movie, they stopped the plans and they destroyed the Death Star and it was a victory. Like, and then the third one, oh my God, a second Death Star, and then they stopped it. Mm. So it's like each one had its own plot, you know, from beginning to end. It had the whole hero's journey, right?
Yeah.
Dune's whole hero's journey is all three movies is one big movie. So there's not like, there's no close, there's no closure, there's no finale in each movie like there was in Star Wars. So you can't really watch them out. Like, oh, I want to watch Star Wars Episode 5 today. Oh, I want to watch Star Wars Episode 4 today. Like, you could do that.
Yeah, possibly.
And it makes sense. But with Dune, it's like, you can't watch 2 first. You have to watch 1, 2, 3. Like, you know, it's like chronological. Even Harry Potter. You could watch them out of order if you wanted. I mean, each has their own little story. But Dune, from what I can tell, is one massive story. So you kind of have to watch them back to back. 1, 2, and I'm assuming 3. Because I've had two people in our film class.
Yeah.
Both have watched an insane amount of films. They're probably the two people outside of, like, my father.
I think I have an idea of who you're talking about.
they've seen the most. I'm insane. Like, it's insane how many movies.
If I know who you're talking about, then I'm like, yo, their library is insane.
Yeah, one is Zach.
Yeah.
He's seen, every movie in the world. Man. The other one is. Is Sage.
Yeah.
Sage has also seen an insane amount of movies. weeks. And mm-hmm. he also has a show. Shout out Sage's show. It's, I believe,
because it's they had it today.
Yeah, they have it at today. It's, I believe, The Dark Room.
The Dark Room,
with
yeah.
Santi and Sage. That's that's actually earlier today, I believe.
So, Santi's knowledgeable.
Shout out to them again. Too. Yeah, that one's cool if you want some dark stuff. It is called The Dark Room after all. But moving on. Again, hawkradio.premostream.com.
If you want
to moving on. So, just a quick shout out. But I was talking, Sage and Zach both have seen an insane amount of films. Like, it's unbelievable. Have both, like, affection for Dune 2. They love Dune 2. Dune 2 was amazing. Well, Dune 2 was, like, one of the best films of all time type stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay. Dang, I'm hearing a lot of good stuff about Dune 2. And Dune 1 kind of was, like, setting up for Dune 2.
It was like, it's kind of like watching a three-part series of kind of like, I would say, like, you know how you watch certain animes? Like, it's just like, it kind of like, they have a part one, part two, part three to kind of set up the character and, like...
Right, like, they build it up more and then they, yeah, you get to, you know, you can have a more involvement when you have a longer story.
Exactly.
You can get more into it. But
get more in depth.
But then my father, who I greatly respect in his movie opinions, because that's like the one thing we did as a family was watch movies. Like, every weekend we would watch a movie. That was like, we didn't...
That's how you bond.
Yeah, that was our bond. We didn't throw a ball. We didn't... Like, we would do some activities every once in a while, but it was always a movie. Movie was like the... That was like my family thing. And that's actually how I saw a lot of my movies. But my father has seen even like more than I can fathom, probably even more than Zach and Sam. I mean, he's an experienced man. You know?
I mean, yeah, I was about to
movies
say.
Movies is like his thing too. Yeah. He's, you know, he's older. He's seen a lot. And he said he didn't really like Dune 2. He said it was like C, B tier. Minus C plus tier, and I'm like,
but what is his like?
He basically said it might have just been because it's been a while since he's seen one, so he kind of was like lost on like where the characters.
Sometimes
who they
when
were.
You fall off, it can
right like you're sucked out. You don't know what's happening, and like if you don't know what's happening, you can't get involved.
Absolutely.
So I think that's personally what happened. But he was like, it was all right. I'm like, dang. That was really shocking to me because I've only heard good things about Dune 2. So I'm assuming if you want the best experience for Dune 2, I would suggest watching Dune 1 so it's fresh on your mind, and then watching
Dune 2.
And I believe Dune 2 is in theaters right now.
Yeah,
two
is in theaters right now. Either that or streaming. It's probably
streaming.
It's probably streaming now. Yeah, it's crazy.
But and I know a bit of a tangent on that one because I really wanted to kind of like preface why that was so shocking to me about.
Yeah.
But another movie is Argylle. It's not really heard of. It's not really known. It's a little spy comedy action movie.
Okay.
And like the premise is your main girl is a writer and she writes spy books.
Oh, I did see that.
She's on,
it's actually a real thing.
She's on her fifth book, and as she's writing it, everything that she wrote in her previous books and stuff has happened. The characters obviously are different names and the organizations are different names and stuff like that. But those are like the stuff happening in her books is like happening in real life in the movie. And essentially those spies are after her because they're like either A, they're trying to kill her, or they're trying to control her.
Or they're trying to find like,
or they're trying to like make her write what they want so they win, you know, like the evil organization.
Wait, but
to...
I thought the premise was like she knows where a certain thing is and she pretty much she's like the
right. I think they were trying to figure out like something. They were trying to find something, but then they needed her to write it because she hadn't wrote it yet. So they were like trying to come after her before the other organization. So they have like all these spies coming after her trying to get her to write the next thing for them and blah blah blah. And lots of plot twists and a lot of good actors. Henry Cavill is like one of the main actors in that film.
They have a it's
God,
like
what's
a
her
lot of
what's her name? Yeah, there's a Samuel L. Jackson's there.
Well, you talking about Luke, what's her name? Start with a D, right?
The main girl?
Yeah, the main girl. Well, not the main, not the red hair girl, but the one who...
Because she was the girl that also played in the Jurassic World.
She did. She
Ellie did with Chris Pratt. Ellie Conway. Yeah, so that famous. Was her character. Her name is Bryce Dallas Howard. She played Ellie Conway in Argyle. But, I mean, you have a lot. Dua Lipa was in there. Henry Cavill, John Cena. Sam Rockwell was another lead actor. Sophia Boutella. Or Boutella, I don't really know exactly. Yeah. Bryan Cranston. You know, good old Coco Jesse.
Coco Jesse.
From what's that? What's that show? Jesse was... Man, what is it? He's like, gotta cook Jesse.
You know that's about. From I forgot.
It's the tip of my tongue.
Yeah, but yeah. Honestly, like those that are like those. I definitely those are like because that's the same person who did Kingsman, the movie, which was a really good movie.
Breaking Bad.
Breaking
that
Bad.
That was what it was. Okay. Bryan Cranston's one of the dudes, main dudes from Breaking Bad. Is what he's very popular right now for. But yeah, there's a ton of actors.
Yeah.
Samuel L. Jackson's in there.
Yeah, so you guys should look out for those movies.
Yeah, it's a small movie. Coming.
Yeah.
I heard it. The reviews weren't like that great on it. Mm-hmm. But I think that's just because it's such a fun movie.
Yeah.
Like, I love... this is kind of random, but it makes sense in my mind. Adam Sandler. I love his movies.
We had a segment on Adam Sandler movies in general.
What was his studio? It's Adam Sandler. He has a studio.
He has a Pacific
Madison
studio.
Happy Madison.
Happy Madison, yeah.
And almost all of his movies, I feel like, that are like those comedy are like really poorly reviewed, like 20% on Rotten Tomatoes.
I think the way they review things, it's kind of like
very strict and like has to be like
a certain way, yeah,
in terms of direction of like studio management.
They don't go based off of like
enjoyment.
The audience, enjoyment.
They don't go based on enjoyment. They go based on like how well they accomplished certain goals.
It has to be like an Oscar type of
right.
Like,
so I mean, I love Happy Madison films. Yeah. I think they're hilarious.
I mean, Waterboy.
All
of them.
And Argyle is kind of the same vein. It's like just a really funny action movie.
Yeah.
And I don't think it was like super poorly reviewed. I think it was probably like 70%.
Right.
Still lower than I personally thought. I loved it. I thought it was. Going into it, I'm like, oh, this looks pretty interesting. And then I came out of the movie like, dang.
This is good.
There's lots of twists, kept you on the edge of your toes, which is really, even my father, I watched it with my dad. And there's not a lot of movies that have like, whoa, that did not see that coming.
Yeah.
Whoa, another one? That was crazy.
I feel like when you do those, you don't want to overkill it with the.
Yeah, but those ones, like, I guess it was because it's a spy movie.
Oh.
Kind of makes sense to have lots of twists.
I guess so.
But there was like two or three, really big twists, but they didn't go overboard. It was like the perfect amount. It was like the shock value and the wow, and like, how does that even make sense? And then it makes sense later, and you're like, wow. This is great.
Yeah.
I think, Argyle. I think it's Argyle.
Yeah.
Interesting name. But so,
So, side note, guys, we are going to go into a little bit of more music. But I want to give a shout out to a guest that couldn't make it in. Shouts out to you, Grace. I want you to definitely get her book on Amazon. And she's a poet. She wrote her first book. This is her debut. Hopefully we get her in next season. We have a next season we can bring her in.
Yeah.
And please look at her book. Look at it. The book is actually very inspirational. I'm probably going to cop a copy. And it's called The Things I Never Will Say Out Loud. So
The Things I Will Never Say Out Loud. By
Miss, her name on here is Red. Love Red. Her name is Grace, but I think that's her
pen name is
her pen name is Love Red.
So it's
Red. So her thing is called Red Poetry.
Red Poetry.
Yeah. So definitely cop that book,
things
guys.
Things I wouldn't say out loud.
Interesting.
Yeah. Maybe that's why she wrote them.
Yeah. Red Poetry. Then
publish them out loud.
Shouts out to you. Much love to you. Hopefully we get you on here real soon, and I would love to talk to you more
absolutely.
About
love
it.
Love to have you on the show if we do another one. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
But
yeah we're going to go some more music. We'll be right back right after this.
We've got the tunes.
I know you be getting so horny, cause you be sending me texts, like, boy, just get your ass up in that car and come get all of this love. You ain't gotta remind me, she already said if I don't come on time, she might go crazy, and she'll be waiting on me naked with one of my chains on. She might come and find me, and then ask me kindly, do I want her to go crazy? We do this every night and then we always wake up singing the same
it's
song.
It's 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Conversation got boring.
Talk to me, girl.
You said you'd go into bed soon.
Let's go.
So I snuck off to your bedroom.
Come on.
And I thought I'd just wait there.
Wait on
until
me.
Until I heard you come up the stairs.
I won't let you stay lonely.
And I pretended I was sleeping.
Alright.
I was hoping you were creeping.
Baby girl, good night. It's 5 o'clock in the morning. Got boring. You said you're going to bed soon. So I snuck up to your bedroom. And I thought I'd just wait there until I heard you come up the stairs. And I pretend that I was sleeping. And I was hoping you were creeping. It's 5 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, and you ain't got nothing on but the t-shirt that I left over your house the last time I came and put it on ya. Too many thirsty girls up in this club for me to leave here with one of them. That's why I call her. And you'll be right at home waiting for me. iPhone plugged in the wall just waiting for me. Club closed at 6, left around 4:30-ish. So by the time I'm at your crib,
it's 5 o'clock in the morning.
And you yawning, but I've been drinking all night and I feel like performing with you in the bedroom. Floor to the dresser, don't want nothing less, cause I'm sure you're the best, you're the one, so I let you. That's how you show me love. And when we finish, you like, damn, babe, you woke me up. I love the way you put it down like it's for both of us. The sun ain't the only thing that's coming up.
It's 5 o'clock in the morning. Conversation got boring. You said you're going to bed soon. So I snuck up to your bedroom. And I thought I'd just wait there. Until I heard you come up the stairs. And I pretend that I was sleeping. And I was hoping you were creeping. It's 5 o'clock in the morning.
Weight loss, vows, I'm fat for on the iceberg, slim in one shower, get a room. at Trump Towers. Since they hit the 3 hours, kick the up out the room, cause she used the word hours. Hey, under they, mommy, E-I, E-I. Wash my hands under a ghost file. When feeling icky, let go off in a foul. I ain't picky, start frontin' when the show's out. What you mean? 20 inches when they roll out. Come and get me. Big faces when they fold out. Is your window make me pull that file? I keep a close eye when the dough out. Then I slide off in the Escalade. Me and Keith been solid like the ice capades. Me and he, Frosty, Roger the Rabbit and Bugsy. You understand me, rap wrist like mummies. If you compare me to your local grocery, then you'll see I got more carrots than Aldi, more bread than Algae. You can bag and scan me, sure like I'll be. Meet the ticks in Maui. Hey! Underlay, underlay, mommy, E-I, E-I.
Welcome
Actually,
back.
That'd be pretty difficult.
Sorry, we are back, guys.
I made an easy question hard.
Yeah.
I was like, well, does this, if this counts as a class, then this would be my favorite class right here.
Hey, so, look,
you know, hanging out with the homies.
Was hanging out with the homies.
The world.
Okay, so man, look, I already got a side piece question. This is our last side piece question of the spring semester 2024. So. I know we chilling, we cooling, we doing all that, we doing our thing. Who would be a celebrity right now you would want to, or influencer, whatever, you would just want to be chilling with right now, having a conversation with us?
Man, that you'd want to be chilling with and conversating. Man, that's interesting because it's like, I think that might not necessarily be your favorite celebrity because I think some celebrities probably aren't that good with just chilling conversation, you know, having maybe deep, insightful, knowledgeable conversations. Maybe you're trying to look for a celebrity that could give you the most information, the most life lessons.
I don't know
filtered
about
down to you. You know,
I want good energy, personally.
First, yeah, good energy.
I kind of want good energy. I'm thinking more like
chill and talk.
Like chill. I would say, I kind of want to talk to Michael Jordan. I know that's crazy to say. That is extreme, but I would love to interview him one day.
I feel like he's just gonna be like, yeah man, it's just hard work and determination. There you go. So sir, what can I do to be successful like you? Hard work, determination.
I don't think he sounds like that.
So like, I mean, so like, what, it don't even matter what you're trying to do, to be a movie music producer, basketball player. It don't matter, work hard, dedication. I don't know.
Just repeating the same thing.
That's what I'm saying.
That's why
I feel like his being a conversation with him would be that interesting.
Okay, male or female then?
Well, that has nothing to do with being an interesting.
No, I'm saying have one for male, have one
okay,
for female.
Okay, I see what you're saying. I thought you said pick one. I'm like,
no, me? no, I ain't sexist.
Man, that's even hard.
Who's somebody you're like, yo, let me just talk to you real quick. Like, I'm curious, like, what went through your brain when you did X, Y, and Z? I would say Kim Kardashian.
Kim Kardashian? That's a good choice.
That is a good choice.
That's actually interesting because it's like, That'd be an interesting conversation.
Right?
I feel like she wouldn't really be that helpful or insightful, but it'd be entertaining.
I mean, yeah. I would, you know, try to like see if I can like get some info out of her. Nothing like crazy, you know. I don't want to know about like what she doing at home or whatever. I don't care personally, but yeah, Kim,
it's kind of interesting to get into their mind.
Yeah, that. Right. I just want to know what goes through their mind. What goes through the process?
Maybe my female would be Lady Gaga.
Yo,
I feel like that would be heck of an interesting
That'll be a heck of an interesting conversation.
That'd be a fun one and interesting.
Cause like her mindset is just different. It's
crazy, but she's like so successful.
I know, and she's hot too.
And she's super positive.
Yeah,
like hard worker.
Yeah,
I could tell. Very, very like, very like for her amount of work that she's put in, it's very deserved for her success.
She's very dedicated to her craft.
Right. I think that's there's some goods to learn from her, but also entertaining and
absolutely.
Oh man, males. Now we got to go about males.
Okay, so for my male, I did say MJ. Fine, we ain't gonna go MJ, but I wanna. For me, Barack Obama.
Barack Obama. I mean,
I just feel
that's somebody who's had a lot of power in their hands at one point.
A lot of power, and it's a lot of insight.
That's something that not a lot of people can say they have. A lot of power at some point like that. Like a lot of people, oh, I had money, I had popularity, I had like actual
power.
The power to move a nation if you needed to. Like there's not been a lot of people in the world that's had that.
No.
So
yeah. What about you?
Man, I wanted my brain wanna be like the king of Mongolia back in the day when the Mongolians ruled everything.
The King of Mongolia. Or what, Genghis Khan
King
too?
Tut.
I mean, even if we gotta go back in time.
Nah, we'll try to keep it like
modern.
Relatively modern.
Okay.
Man. It's like I know some people would be like Michael Jackson, but I feel like it's kinda like
I don't know. Mike would probably be a weird one for me.
It'd be kind of weird. I feel like it's kind of like you already know what would happen, though. You know?
Yeah, right? I kind of like have an idea of like
how it would go.
It would go. How I would feel being in an interview with Michael Jackson.
Kind of like, man, I'm trying to think. Someone who would be brutally honest. I feel like Joe Rogan would be fun.
Would be fun. He might think we're idiots.
But... Oh, yeah. That'd be funny.
That'd be awesome, though.
That'd be pretty interesting. Or, like, I'd say, like, Elon Musk, but I feel like I don't really have the break about it. Like, the knowledge to even have.
Yeah, I'm not on his level. I will admit to that. Maybe, like, Richard Branson.
Maybe Robert Williams.
You know Robert what? Williams. That will be an inspirational
I feel like
conversation.
That would be... Right. It's like, I don't know, I feel like that would be very interesting. Because it's like, I don't want to say he didn't really practice what he preached because of how he said
it. Yeah, and what he'd been through.
Despite how positive he seemed to be, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like it would be very interesting at the bare minimum.
I think so, for sure. Just to have those conversations with him. Like, what went through your mind?
Yeah, like... What's the mindset of someone like that, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like at some points, it's pretty obvious, like, oh, you know, if I just make others laugh, then ignore my problems, I'll be okay, but, you know?
But it's more deep than that.
It's so much deeper.
All right, guys. Not trying to start on a somber note, but, like, we are ecstatic, excited, all of the above. I'm so excited. Like, I'm containing my burp right now.
Your secondhand food burp.
This is my secondhand food
Can't
burp.
Can't eat anything yet. You burp.
Yeah. Gunner, it's been a pleasure, man.
As always.
Well, you know, us holding it down. You know, to be continued, on season 3 of The Wonder World. So.
Yeah. Oh, man. I'd love to have another run.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know One more is in question. I know two more is probably definitely not gonna happen.
That's something
most likely won't happen, but one is in the table.
If possibilities. If we can figure out and negotiate some things, then we can work it out. But that's the end of our show. Much love to you guys. If you wanna hear us previously, past, present, future, go to hawkradio.primostream.com to listen to us. Love you guys. Appreciate my listeners. Appreciate the guests. Appreciate my homeboy Gunner. We're going to sign out. Much love to you. Peace.
Two if you fat, pimpin' is a fact. Fresh up out the street, hop, jump to the top. I be French Montana from the block. Went solo on that, solo on the app. Old white navy blue polo with the hat. I go round, like a thunder dragon. From the South Bronx, home of the original claps. Just another case, digging in the crates. Empty out the two, they was filling them with hate. Living life fast, gets mines on the speedboat. Smokes. Lastly, God.
Shorty got potential, I could be a sponsor. Met the backstage at the stage at the concert. Hair like Rihanna, shoe game was awesome. Tell by Ari, she wanted shot call. Wanna be with a baller. Shot call, I could tell by Ari, she wanted shot call. Wanna be with a baller. Shot call, I could tell by Ari, she wanted shot call.
Back on the scene, crispy and clean. LV logo, even on the chain. Right. Don't be funny style with the funky, funky chow. I do a Frenchy style, I let the money pal. She don't wanna talk till she seen the top out. Call me Pimp Homicide, let her jump out. Feel the texture, Rumble on Webster. Stand on my own, not who I stand next to. Can I hit it in the morning? For sure, I be pimping like a pound on that. Now when the money hit the floor. Pick it up, fresh you up,
fresh, fresh. Shorty got potential, I could be a sponsor. Met the backstage at the stage at the concert. Hair like Rihanna, shoe game was awesome. Tell by Ari, she wanna shot call. Wanna be with a baller. Shot call, I could tell by Ari, she wanna shot call. Wanna be with a baller. Shot call, I could tell by Ari, she wanna shot call. Shorty got potential.